from Sunshine 96.7 FM, the voices of Pride, St. Petersburg, 2022.
Pride has a unique meaning to me in that I came from a world that in the 80s, that meant that we had to hide. It was a death sentence to be gay at one point. HIV was a killer. So to come to this point in life now where the world can end up accepting, or at least the US, and I understand that there's parts that are still struggling with this, but I want you to understand those people out there that are struggling. I want you to understand we're not evil, we're not mean, we're not trying to destroy your world. We just want you to know that people that are of the same sex purely want the same thing as everyone else, which is to be loved and to give love. And ultimately, my relationship with my former wife has turned into the benefit of having a wonderful daughter who is here today, enjoying with her girlfriend the first Pride that they've enjoyed together. And for me, it's such a magical moment to know that she grew up in the world that I didn't, that she was able to just be herself and fall in love naturally. And that is not part of the world that I grew up in. So I feel like we've advanced, and that's wonderful. I pray that we don't go backwards.
For me, Pride's all about inclusivity. It's about including others that may be like you, but may also be different than you, and involving the community as a large. How can we begin to change the culture and the climate that we currently live in if we don't understand them? And so my first step is to begin to become aware of what Pride is, and then to understand it and to advocate for that, as long as we're supporting inclusivity, love, and hope.
Pride creates that sense of unity and that safe space where people can feel more free to come forward because they know that they have that support system there for them. Without that support system, it's very reasonable for people to be scared to say their beliefs. But when you've got thousands of people, you know, cheering the same thing, then you're more brave.
St. Pete is always, I'm born and raised St. Pete, and it's always been a melting pot, everyone from everywhere, and there's always just been kind of a chill atmosphere to St. Pete, because people can just let their freak flag fly, you know? Everyone gets to be who they want to be, and there's really not a lot of judgment as far as a city is concerned. It's just a pretty awesome beach community.
Can you tell me what Pride means to you?
Being yourself and having love. This is actually my first Pride Parade, so I was really excited I got to be in it. It felt like an honor.
Oh my God. Why do you think Pride is so important in St. Pete?
I think it's important everywhere, really. I've lived in, luckily, a whole bunch of different cities, and I think that the more that people are seen everywhere else, they're going to also be seen.
It's just celebrating being alive and being in a time period where, regardless of what's going on around us politically and socially, in this moment, in this time, we have each other, and we just celebrate the pride and the love that we have for one another.
Why is Pride so important in St. Pete?
St. Pete in itself is just so accepting, and it's so about the local community. If you're talking about community, you have to talk about the LGBTQ+ community, and that's us. So St. Pete, and to have Pride, it's, for me, I've never been a Pride person, but to live in a city that I have Pride in and be at Pride in a city that I have Pride in, this couldn't be the better place to have Pride in St. Pete.
Pride is important in St. Pete because we have so much social injustices that continue to display acts of violence, acts of disproportionality, acts of segregation, stereotyping, microaggression. You name it, we have it here in St. Pete. We've come so far to yet still have so far to go because we continue to take steps backwards. And until we become a united force, a united community, a united nation, we will never be as strong and as powerful as we desire to be.
All of these people rejoicing and celebrating.
I mean, at one point you were so isolated, you felt like you were this island and a freak or a bad thing. And the end of the day, the reality of it is that I've learned that we're not any different than anyone else. We're not out to cause damage. We're lovely people.
Yes.
You know, it's like, it's a good thing to be accepting of oneself. You're healthier in the world. You're less angry. You're able to be someone that actually cares about other people in the world. And I feel like Pride is about that. It's celebrating that. It isn't about the circus of it all at the end of the day, as much as it is about taking that courage and that that power and that pride that you have in yourself to make it through today's world and bring you to the next level of owning and being who you actually are, what God wanted you to be.
Voices of Pride 2022, produced for Radio St. Pete by Lauren McHugh.